wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right, for you got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
In all things, you said to be thankful, Father. In all things and for all things. So we're eternally grateful and thankful to be here this morning, Father. And we know that without you, we can do nothing. You said it in your word. So we look to you. We're leaning and we're depending on you, God. Not our will, but let your will be done, my Father. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Open up our hearts that we may receive, God. Our ears that we hear and our hearts that we receive. That when we leave this place, we will say that the Lord was in this place. And we were blessed from having been in his presence. We know that your word is already blessed. Pour it in us, oh God. Feed us till we want no more. And then let us share with others, Father God, that they too may be blessed from having received what you have told us. Our goal is to glorify you, Lord God, to edify and build up your people. And Lord, that some lost soul might be saved. You're the potter, I'm the clay. Mold me and shape me, God, into what you would have me to be. And then when you get through with me, Father, come and get me. Well, I may spend eternity with thee. My love, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We say to God be the glory.
Yes.
We thank him for this day and the opportunity that he gives us each and every day. To the officers and members of Mount Olive, to Pastor Dunkley in his absence, Sister Dunkley, to my husband. We just want to say it's just good to be here. And Sister Poindexter, you blessed our heart. Oh, you really blessed our hearts this morning through praise, song and praise. And I'm just glad to be here. I have my two grandbabies here with me. Cora, that's my prayer warrior. She lays hands on her momo and pray. And the little one, that she just tries to boss you. And the other one is at camp with the church. And so we're thankful for them being here today. We've read for you from the word John, the 15th chapter of John, verses 1 through 8. John is the writer of this book. John often referred to himself as the one whom Jesus loved. He wrote the Gospel of John, the three epistles of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. He's the writer of Revelations, this same John. This is the John that Jesus left his mother in charge of his mother. He says, "Woman, behold thy son, son, behold thy mother." This is John. The inner circle, John, Peter, James, and John. He's the writer of this book. And just for a few moments, I want to talk from the subject, abide in Christ. In this writing, John lets us know in previous chapters, Jesus, he's preparing now. He's preparing his disciples because Jesus is getting ready to lead the disciples. And he knew they would be discouraged. But while he's with them, he fed them. He gave them the word. He nourished them. Whatever their needs were, Jesus was there to meet that need for them. He cared for them, but he had to go away. He had to go the way of the cross because that was his purpose for coming. He came that he may die for the sins of mankind. He came to die on the cross, but he was preparing them. And after his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus would return to be with the Father. But he promised the disciples, and he promised us, that he wouldn't leave them alone, but that he would send the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, that life flow and energy and nourishment. It would not stop when Jesus went away, but it would continue to flow in them and through them as long as they would remain connected to the vine. My brothers and sisters, we have that same promise today. If we remain in him and remain in his word, we have that same promise. That life flow and energy of the power of God will flow through us and we'll be productive as well. Jesus tells the disciples to abide in him. And we know that word abide means to continue. To hold on to stay with the Lord, to endure to the end, to abide, to obey him. And he uses the analogy of the vine and the vine dresser and the branches. He uses the vine dressers to demonstrate the loving care of the Father for him and his disciples. Jesus says, "I am the true vine." And he says, "My Father is the vine dresser or the husband." The vine dresser, he cares for the vine because it's his own. You see, he knows how the vine and its branches are faring from one year to another. The Father knows because he plants the vine and he takes personal interest in the vine. He knows us. He knows each one of us, his children, in a personal way. He knows which one of the branches are producing and which are not producing. Who it is and who it is that belong to him. Because he says, except a man be born again, except you be connected to Christ, you got to be born again. to be connected to the vine. There is no other way. This life-giving vine. So the vine dresser, he's the one that cares for the vine. He fertilizes the vine. He provides for the vine. He makes it more productive. He prunes the vine at the right time. You can touch your neighbor and say, when you feel that pruning, it's only God. When you're experiencing trials and tribulation, sometimes it's just only God pruning us to make us grow and more productive. Yeah. So Jesus, in using the analogy, it shows the relationship of the Father to the Son and the relationship of the Father to the disciples and the relationship of the Father to the church. So we find here in this passage of scripture, Jesus says, I am the vine. He uses a definite order. I am the vine. Notice that he didn't say, I am a vine. But he says, I am the vine. Because there are other vines. Sometimes Israel, in Psalms 80:3, Israel is referred to as a vine. But Jesus lets us know that I am the real true vine. And besides me, there's no other vine that can flow in you, that can give you that life-giving energy and power that you need. So he says, I am the true vine. I am the source of life. And in him, we live and we move and we have our very being. He says, I am the vine. And so here in this lesson, in this passage of scripture, Jesus, he tells the disciples, he says here, every branch that bears fruit, he said God's going to prune that branch that it may bear more fruit. Every branch in me that bears fruit, God will prune it. Because it's God's will that we be productive in the world. And because he knows the timing and the right timing for pruning, he'll prune us so that we may become more productive, Jesus said. He says now, abide in me. Other words, Jesus is telling the church that we got to stay in him. We got to hold on to him. We have to stay connected to him. If we want to be productive in any kind of ministry that we do for God, we have to abide in him. And then he says, if you remain in me, if you are faithful to me, and I will be in you. That's the only way, my brothers and sisters, that we can be productive. Is that we have to stay connected to the vine. Now, you know, you can be in church, but you cannot be connected to the vine. I was looking at a rose and plucked that rose. And that rose is beautiful. But the minute it was disconnected from that vine, that rose began to die. And so what I'm saying to you, the minute that we try to go outside of God and the Holy Ghost, we lose the power and the productivity and the fruitfulness that God have called the church to be. And many times we try to go on our own. But Jesus said that you must abide in me. You have to stay connected to the vine. And if you stay connected to the vine, he says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. Now, we may do some ministry. We may have a lot of religious activities going on. But that does not mean that we're connected to the vine. That does not mean that we're abiding in him and allowing his word to abide in us. And we have that in the church today. We have a lot of religious activities going on. But there's no power and no life in these activities. It has become routine. It has become dull. Because we're trying to do it on our own without the power and the energy of the Holy Ghost. So Jesus says, you can't do it unless you abide in me. The rose is beautiful, but when it's disconnected from the vine, it's dying. The fish in its environment, it thrives. But the minute that fish is out of that water, brother, you're a fisherman. You can tell us what happened to that fish. It don't last long. And that's the same way it is with us. The minute we are disconnected from God, the minute we try to go and do it on our own, the minute we stop praying, stop consulting with God, we begin to die. So Jesus, he tells us here, he says the only way, church, that we're going to be fruitful and the only way that we're going to be productive, we have to abide in him. We have to allow the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us. If we want our lives to be fruitful and productive, we must stay with the Lord. Obey him and live for him. For it's in Christ that we thrive. It's in Christ that we grow. It's in Christ that we are productive. It's in Christ that we are fruitful. It's in Christ that life flows through us, in us, and through us. It's in Christ, when we are connected to him, that we experience joy even in the midst of our pruning. Yeah. It's in Christ that we experience the peace that the world cannot take away from us. It's in Christ that our ministries in the church will flourish when we abide and stay connected to the vine. Well, yeah. When we remain in his presence and enjoy being in his presence. Jesus underscores this point. He brings it home to us. He says in that fifth verse, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, you will bear much fruit. And he brings it home to us. He says, for without me, you can do nothing. Without Christ, we are doing nothing. We can come every Sunday. We can sing in the choir. But when we leave God out, we are doing nothing. Only what we do for Christ is lasting. So he brings it home to us and he says, without me, church, without God, we can do nothing. So we, as the body of Christ, we have to hold on. Because Christ is the one that holds all things together. And apart from him, our lives will fall apart. It will begin to wither and die. Our joy will begin to wither and die. The peace of God will begin to wither and die. And so, Mount Olive, we have to stay connected to the vine. And look what he says here. He says, when you stay connected to me, if anyone does not abide in me, he says, you cast out as a branch and is withered. And you know how when the grass withers, And even when the flowers begin to fade, you just gather that stuff up. Because it's not productive anymore. When that rose, beautiful as it is, began to wither and die, we discard that. And so God is saying to the church today, right here, he says, if anyone does not abide in me, you are cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire. So he's talking about the end times. So God is saying to you and I, Mount Olive, that we got to run on. We have to endure. We have to hold fast. We have to keep abiding. This is a continuing abiding. This is an everyday abiding. Yeah. This doesn't stop on Sunday. But this is everyday abiding in him. Continuing, holding out until the end. Going all the way with God. No matter what comes, you are still holding on. And you are still abiding in him. You're still trusting him. Knowing that he'll work everything out to the good. He says, and they are all burned. But verse 7 says, if you abide in me. And he says, and let my word, let this word abide in you. See, this the written word. Jesus is the living word. He said, if you abide in me, and then my words abide in you. The word of God. Put it in us. Study this word. Meditate on this word. When you abide in God's word, then you will know his will. As we abide in him and abide in his word, we are strengthened day by day. And he says, then, look what he says. You'll be able to ask him for what you want and what you desire. Because you'll know his will because you've been here. You've been abiding in the word. And you won't go asking him for foolish things. But we'll ask him according to his will. And when we ask him according to his will, he will answer our prayer. Because it's according to his will. So Jesus says, you can ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. And he says, by this my Father is glorified. God is not glorified when we go outside of him and try to go it alone. When we try to become self-sufficient. God does not get the glory in that. But he says, when we abide in him, when we look to him, when we trust him, when we live our lives for him, when we're obedient to his command, others gonna see that in us. And our Father in heaven, what? Will be glorified. That's why he says in Matthew, in that future, let your light shine, what? Before men, that they may see your good works, but what? They'll glorify who? Our Father that's in heaven. He'll get the glory out of that. And trust me, somebody else's life will be blessed when we allow God to lead us and guide us. He'll begin to add to the church. The church will become more productive because we're abiding in him. We're seeking his will. And then we'll be obedient to that will. Mount Olive, without God, we can do nothing. He is our God. And he is our strength. He is our life. All power is in him. He died one Friday for us. Was buried in the grave. But on that third day, he got up with all power in his hand. Abide in him and let his word abide in us. Then we can pray according to his will. We can say, Father, not my will, But let your will be done. Knowing that whatever we ask for, it will be given unto us. The call to discipleship. Whosoever will. This abiding. He's talking to the believers. He's talking to the church. The only way that those are unsaved that can abide, they have to repent and acknowledge Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then they become in Christ. The Holy Ghost come and dwell in them. But here he's talking to the church. He don't want us to get disconnected, Mount Olive. Because Christ knows that he is our only hope. And he is the only hope for the world. And he's working through his church that we may carry that message to those that are in the world. You may come by baptism. You may come by letter. You may come by Christian experience. Whosoever will, this is a call to discipleship, to come and follow Christ, to make him Lord of your life, to come and return to Christ and say, Lord, we have not been abiding in you, and we have not allowed your word to abide in us. And we want you to forgive us, God. Because we don't want to lose the connection that we have with you. We want to stay connected to you, God. Because we know that you are our only hope. You are the way. You are the truth and you are the light, Christ. No man can come to the Father but by Christ.